WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. The main line here is 244. I like saying that, 244. I remember when I said that one that year, that student said, he said, what did he say to us? I said, 244. Yeah, 244, WBDG, that's 244-9234 or 244-9234. I said that twice, didn't I? Yeah. Our email is schooltalk1@yahoo.com. I'll say it again. That's schooltalk1@yahoo.com. See, I say it fast for the folks that are on coffee and slow for the ones that haven't woke up yet. Schooltalk1@yahoo.com. Zach? My producer's in the house. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing very good.
I see you came back for a third show or something like that. You didn't run away.
No, I didn't run away.
Okay, hey, that's that new math. Got my station manager, Mr. John Easter, in the house.
Good morning. I had an interesting experience. I pulled up out here in the parking lot this morning, and one of the custodians told me to roll down my window. Uh-huh. So I rolled down my window. He's like, how do you change a light? How do you change a headlight in that car?
Okay.
I don't know.
Do I have one out?
Exactly. Yeah. No, but there was another custodian had a car just like mine, and she was trying to figure out how to change a light bulb. They thought, anyway.
You wanted yours?
I don't know. But it's kind of funny.
Can I borrow one of yours? You got two of them.
It's just one of those moments, because usually I like to sit in my car and check my phone before I come in.
Yeah.
You know, kind of catch up, but.
Yeah.
Not moving. I'm parked.
I used to have a job where you drive to it, and then I take a nap before I go in because none of my cars are coming handy.
But I just thought that was my interesting story for this morning.
Nice.
Can I have one of your headlights, sir? I need.
Come right ahead.
Yeah. Hey, what do you mean? What are you doing?
But we figured it out. I think we figured it out.
We got a lot of stuff going on here. A lot of stuff going on in school. A lot of stuff going on in the world. So guys, got some interesting talks today. I want to talk about some news in the news, some tragic news. I want to talk about some positive news that our students are doing here at school to help our community. So I always want to talk about my kids, what they're doing to make this world a better place. And it always starts
with that, what is that called?
Always.
All right, the big board, Ben Davis football, will start their home game, their very first home game here at Ben Davis tonight over at Giant Stadium. It'll be Avon up against the Ben Davis Giants. They ain't gonna touch us. They can't touch this. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Pre-game will be at 6 p.m. tonight.
And that brand is new producers different. On the board. So
yes, we got kind. A new producer tonight.
Be kind.
Also, College Go Week is September 21st through the 25th. So do wear your favorite college. I'm excited about that. I'm going to wear some IAPOI all over the place.
Yeah, they're going to be, there's more information coming on that. In fact, we'll have Anna Coyne on the 18th leading into College Go Week.
Nice.
She is the college admissions coordinator.
That's good, Todd. Go ahead.
Inside Ben Davis football was Tuesday night, and that pregame from that will be broadcast live at 6 p.m. tonight.
And it will be again Tuesday night at Arby's on West 10th Street. So you're always free and welcome to come out and check us out. Be a part of the live audience.
Yes. Out of the Darkness Walk to Prevent Suicide live coverage September 12th at 1:30 p.m. at White River State Park.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Say that 10 times. White Rabbit. No, I'm just kidding. White Rabbit? No. I messed up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
School Talk with Emerson, 7:30 every Friday morning. And if you miss the show Friday morning, don't worry. It replays Sunday at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. If you miss that, then you're out of luck.
Audio Boom.
Audioboom.com.
You're out.
Check it out.
Audioboom.com.
Follow us on Twitter at WBDG. We'll tweet the show out later. So all you have to do is be watching your Twitter inbox. And
yep.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That was
what was that? What was that called?
I don't know, man.
That's what that was. Oh man. Speaking of big board action all over the world, is touched by this story. And if you don't know about this story, you've been living under a rock. So I like to take my hats off and condolences to the family of reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward. Hearts out to their family and that crew and their TV crew, WDBG in Roanoke, Virginia. You know, that touches us here because our kids, you know, in radio and television and in publications, actually, you know, go out in the community and do live. They've done some live stuff. Believe me, they've done some live reportings on radio, and BDTV's been there filming. So our kids, you know, have been out there doing the media, reporting back to school what they see out there in the world. And this is just a sad. And also hearts go out to Vicky Gardner. I hope she gets better also. You know, it's just a tragedy altogether. And that just, one thing about social media and art.
Right.
Now, we know when this stuff happens, we know.
Well, and this wasn't the first time, yeah, certainly, unfortunately, that we've seen something like this. I mean, but it was the first time that I can recall a live shot.
Yeah.
You know, where the reporter and the news photographer have been murdered. Yeah. Really live on TV.
Yeah.
And then the murderer uploaded his own video.
Yeah.
Which, you know, onto social media. And I read, too, that this was kind of one of those moments for autoplay, because so many people, mm-hmm, unwittingly saw this because, yeah, you know, if it's on Twitter, somebody retweets that.
Right.
The autoplay, it autoplays, right, on your Twitter feed or on your Facebook feed. Sometimes that's one of the reasons why I disable those,
right, mm-hmm,
which you can do on Twitter and Facebook. I have not yet seen the video. I don't plan to watch
it. It's like that.
Unfortunately, yeah, you know, some news organizations like the, and I use that loosely, the New York Daily News decided they would run some still footage.
Mm-hmm.
They took a three-picture sequence from the gunman's video.
Yeah.
And, you know, just... Really, you see kind of the worst in news judgment,
yeah,
too, from some of the news organizations that are out there. I know a lot of the tabloids in Great Britain ran with some pretty nasty,
yeah,
you know, stills.
Yeah.
And those are almost even more chilling than the video.
Yeah.
You know, a still picture is sometimes, yeah, even more chilling,
yeah,
because it freezes that moment in time forever.
And the weird thing about news, maybe the word's not weird, it's interesting thing about news is the whole story of a news story, when you see the after effects and you see the tragic and you wonder how did something get to that point, you want to read the whole book and find out how the whole thing got to that point. And this guy named Vester Lee Fennigan the second, if that was truly his real name, I think it was. He had problems on his workplace, on his job, and that gets to me to think about workplace violence. And I know something about losing the job. I know something
very
about
true.
being fired. I got fired from Mickey D's. I mean, I know something about losing. I'm 60 years old. So, you know, in my lifetime, I've been asked to leave a job or I've had jobs eliminated in budgets. And I'll just be honest with you. There's a way you handle that situation. Newsflash, folks, because sometimes a no is really actually a great motivator. I mean, when someone says, except when it's sexual, involves a sexual situation, a no is a no.
Absolutely.
It's no. No two ways about it. A no is a no. You can't spell that anyway, and you can spell it any way you want. It still comes out N-O. So get that straight right now. But sometimes a no could be a great motivator with you, because it's to me, sometimes the no is just a slight delay to get in the yes. Okay, so what you got to do, you got to do a little work. You got to find out what you got to do. I hope that sounds right. What you got to do to get the yes. What do I have to do to turn that no into a yes? So you communicate. Now, sometimes you can talk all day long and negotiate, and that no is still going to be a no.
Right.
But you talked it out, worked it out. It's okay. All right. I understand. All right. So now what can I do as an individual to still chase my passion, follow my dreams, to turn that no into a yes? I need to move to another location,
right,
or take a different job, or take a different get a different employer, move to another town, you know, to keep my passion alive. And y'all know I was on staff here, and my position got eliminated in the budget. But my passion was working with these young people, and I learned I had a passion for radio because I, you know, didn't have it when I was in high school. And I had opportunities to say, yes, you can still continue to work with the young people. I said, hey, King's X. Hey, push the magic button. Push the magic button. Whoa. I said, hey. Yeah. I can still work with the young people. Yeah. I can still be involved. I can still see these flowers. Whoa. I call them flowers. I see them blossom and bloom into the Brad Grays of the world, you know. And it is so awesome when you see students do positive things out of high school and go on to college. And I can still be a part of that. Then it's a win-win. My no is a yes.
And thankfully, most of the world is a world that thinks rationally,
yeah,
and thinks in that direction. Unfortunately, the gentleman, you know, we know was quite disturbed,
right,
that perpetrated the crime in Virginia. But you talk about all those things, and those are you're absolutely right. Those are great motivators,
mm-hmm,
to continue forward and, you know, make changes in your life. That if you want to, you can step up and you can change just about anything in your, yeah, life that you want to do.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, if you're, I love my job. I, you know, get up in the morning. I was just telling the parents last night, you know, that I love my job. I love it. Wake up in the morning. I hit the floor. I'm ready to go. I can't wait to get in here. But by the same token, there are a lot of people that are in that same situation that don't necessarily love, mm-hmm, their job. And if you don't, well, you can make a change.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes that involves taking a pay cut. Sometimes that involves, yeah, you know, taking no pay for a while,
yep,
going back to school, yep, whatever it involves. But if you're unhappy, sometimes that is the greatest motivator.
Yeah.
It, yeah, does. The money doesn't, I mean, the money is, if the money's great and you're not enjoying yourself, then you're still not going to be fulfilled.
Right.
I can tell you that, because, yeah, you know, you might be fulfilled when Friday comes around and your paycheck goes in, but what are you going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be miserable. That's going to carry over in the way you act towards people. That's going to carry over into everything in your life, your,
yeah,
relationships, everything. If you're a miserable person, sometimes the thing you can do, the best thing you can do, is change.
And, you know, according to the federal government, nearly 2 million Americans each year report being victims of workplace violence. And that's a big number. But when you look at the number again, you know, for every angry employee who might pose a serious threat, there are far more that will not. And so, therefore, the hard job of an employer is the privacy issue. The privacy and the rights must be respected of all individuals, especially the mentally ill. So that's a tough job that employers have to deal with, and I understand that, you know. But the bottom line is, you know, if it's not here for you, then take a chill pill, get a hammock, get an iced tea, take a break, think it out. Okay, what's my next move? Because life is full of changes. I mean, nothing ever stays the same. it's just that's just the way it is. It just doesn't stay the same, you know. So you could take that no, you know, and sure you might get mad, bro. You might get mad, but build on it. Oh man, build on it and make it positive. I know in sports, you make a mistake, you get mad at yourself. The coach gets mad at you. It's all done in love and in the spirit of the games. And you go out there and you try to do better. So you try to, you know, correct what you did wrong. And you go forward, but you use that motivation.
Well, sometimes our coaches always say, I think this is a great lesson in life. Don't play the last play, play the next play.
There you go.
You screwed up on the last play, you missed a block, quarterback got sacked. Right? You're upset at yourself, you're mad, you get up there on the line and you do it again. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, you know what, that's not going to happen again. I'm not going to mess that up. I'm going to play this play. I'm going to put that last one out of my mind. Golf's like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know I play golf. Don't play the last hole. Play the next hole.
I know in marching band, whenever if you make a mistake on a rep or something, you know, we get called out for it, yeah. But we get a chance to redo it and do it again and try to fix that mistake. And I know that I've made many mistakes. I know that when I played baseball,
mm-hmm.
I made a lot of mistakes on the field. You know, I couldn't catch a fly ball. I couldn't, you know, like I missed a catch that could have been a home run. You know, it's just, you make mistakes, but you need to understand making mistakes is also a part of life. And it's also a part of being who you are. If you make a mistake, yeah, you learn from it. But you need to move on and try to fix that mistake also.
I mean, you're right. It is a part of life. It's a lesson for life because, you know, y'all both younger than me. But you'll learn as you get to be up in your 60s, you'll start seeing some things that, hey, this stuff is a constant here. You make mistakes and you go on. And hopefully the mistake that you make doesn't cost you, but so you can learn from it. But we're going to make mistakes. But you got to learn from them. And not blame everybody because something happened to you. I mean, sometimes things happen to you because you did the wrong thing, said the wrong thing, made the wrong move. Don't blame the world. You know, fix yourself.
Sometimes things happen to you because of somebody else.
Yeah. You'll be asleep. I mean, you'll be at home in your bed, sleep. Your phone rings. Stuff happens. Now your whole world is in a tizzy. Because things happen because you're connected to other people. And that's how we are connected to so many people, connected to so many things.
You're choosing the hands of the ones you hang with.
Yeah, you got to choose it. You got to choose it, you know. And so what I'm saying, I want to bring Julian in here because I want to talk about the Out of the Darkness walk that's coming up. Is I want to say that so you're upset you got a no, embrace it. You know, that no could be, it's just a delay to getting that yes. Use it as fuel. Be a trailblazer. I mean, lead the way towards removing the no's and turn them into yeses. Do your researches and say, okay, I got a no. Why did I get a no? Okay, yeah, I blew that report. Yeah, I blew that one too. Dang, that was late. Oh, I didn't turn that one in. Man, I do got an issue. The issue is me. Can I fix these here? Well, I think we passed the point of being fixed here. Well, okay, great. Can I... 2 weeks and I'll be out the door. Fine, okay. But then you go out and you say, hey, I made a lot of mistakes in my last job. I'm not gonna make the same mistakes. I'm gonna turn my nose into yeses. So I can embrace it and have more yeses than no's. But you got to learn how to deal with rejection. If you get into sales, you got to know how to take a no. I mean, because you ain't saying the right thing to get the yes, but you're gonna get a bunch of no's.
Never hang up the phone, right?
never. But folks, and parents and young folks alike. You know, you're going to be facing those. You're going to be facing. Can I say that? Yeah, you're going to be facing those all your life. And you got to know how to deal with it. And let's clear the board for a second. Julian, I know you listen to me out there in the broadcast area. So she'll bring her in. We'll talk about the Out of the Darkness coming up. Once again, that's another decision that another person is making that's affecting someone else. So clear the board for 2 seconds. Give me 30 seconds. I want to talk about the Out of Darkness walk. Come on back to school talk.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the emergency room and spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy about telling people not to smoke around your kids.
Half of U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Welcome back to School Talk. We talk about stuff and things that involve our young people, our teachers, and our parents. And yes, folks, our young folks deal with world issues. And I want to talk about something that's coming up here real quickly on September the 12th, Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk. This is our fourth or fifth year or more being involved in this very important event at White River State Park. And every year we get the students involved. We broadcast live on Giant 90.9. BDTV and publications are there getting reports to help us spread the word that life is good and suicide can be prevented. So in the studio, I've got a senior from Tri-West High School, Julian Ward. Welcome to School Talk.
Hey.
Yeah, I like your hair.
Oh, thanks.
It's better than mine. You got more than me, too. No, but you're my spare hair person this year and putting together my students to go down. We will go down and broadcast live from this event. So what's going on? Tell me, how's the event being taken by the students, the involvement?
Well, I'm talking to a bunch of people at my school about it. And last time I heard, the coach for Tri-West football team wanted to have the football team come out to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a magic budget moment. That is awesome.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure if he's still going to do it.
Okay.
But I will talk to him and see if it's still a go.
That is awesome because as young people, you know, when it comes to things happening in everybody's lives, we all go through stuff. And as young people, when y'all go through stuff, y'all talk to y'all peers before you talk to us old peoples.
Yeah, we...
y'all do!
We want to, be with someone that we're comfortable with first, open up to them, and then once we feel comfortable in what we're saying, then we go to an adult.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why it's very important.
Yeah, it's a long, really long, complicated challenge that I have personally gone through.
Wow. I understand that. and then that drives your passion. Because I know we go through stuff, we all go through stuff, but life is still good.
Yeah.
And someone still loves you.
Yeah.
And I always told my students, if someone in your family or in your circle never tells you they love you, I love you. High five.
Yeah.
I love you, Zach.
I love you too.
I said it right here. Y'all heard it live on the radio. Because, you know, we are part of the same being. We're all connected here on Earth.
We all have the same challenges. Yeah. Just some people go through it at different time in different ways.
Exactly. And it's good to know that you have someone to talk to. And a lot of times young people, they go through a scenario where they're going through something, and we hope and pray they have somebody to talk to. That's one of the very important aspects of suicide prevention is having someone to talk to as you're going through what you're going through.
Yeah.
So a lot of folks, we learn a lot. And if someone tells you that they are thinking about committing suicide, take them seriously.
Yeah, don't think it's a joke, because I had a friend who thought one of my other friends was joking about it, and it didn't end well. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Because my friend used to say it a lot, and someone was always there to help them. But the one night that he did tell someone that he never told before, he actually went through with it.
Wow.
So.
And that's what we want to prevent, because suicide is a preventable situation. It's very selfish, because it's not a victimless crime, because we are the ones, you know, as you listen to Julian talk, you know, in her sweet voice, it's like, you know, she is a victim. I mean, we're the ones that are left behind. We're the survivors. We're the ones left behind to think about what that person did, the dreams and our memories of them, and it stays with us. I mean,
it's selfish, and at the same time, it's not. Because if you were in that person's mind and you went through the struggle that they went every day, and there was a bunch of people helped them, but there was still no way for that person to get out of the hole that they dug themselves in. It's kind of like either help keep them alive and keep them miserable, or let them go.
And that's why you always want to have someone to talk to, because no matter what you're going through, there's an answer out there. Sometimes the answer is not what we want, but sometimes if you keep talking, keep you find the right person to help you solve that problem can be solved. Mm-hmm. The thing is, you know, you're going through something. You're not Tonto. You're not the Lone Ranger. You're not by yourself. Someone else has went through this similar or the same thing. But sometimes you get selfish when you think you're the only one going through it. And you're not. I mean,
it's just a mental thing.
Yeah, but you can't see it. You can't see the forest because of the trees.
Yeah.
that's old saying. Because you're going through the stuff that you're going through, and all you see is what you see.
Mm-hmm. And then when someone tries to show you, hey, this is what I see, it's similar to your situation. Like, it's similar, but it's not the same, so I'm not going to listen.
And you got to keep talking to them. Yeah. Even though they don't listen, you got to keep trying. So I've talked to young people and old folks alike who have said that, you know, I've tried to talk with them. I've talked with them, but they didn't listen. And that's all you can do. And that's all you can do. If it happens and you've done all you can do, that's all you can do. So don't beat yourself up and say that I could have done more. You did all you could do. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing, when you beat yourself up, you say you didn't do anything. That's a whole different conversation. That's a whole different show. Right. But when you've done everything you could do and they still go ahead and commit the act, don't beat yourself up and say that you did all you can do.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to talk about that down there at the walk. We're going to interview individuals. You guys are going to have a chance to interview individuals and family members that are going to talk about their loved ones and put a face on this, because that loved one was a individual and a person who was going through something, you know, but they felt that the only way out of that situation was to take their own lives. And that's the wrong, folks. I'm trying to say that's the wrong decision, even though no matter what you're going through, you know, keep talking about it. There's a yes out there somewhere. There's a yes out there somewhere. So how many kids we got so far going down?
We have a total of 9.
Okay.
We have one person in here in the studio.
This producer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of his friends are coming in here to keep him company in here, and then 8 of us are gonna go down there.
That's right. And I'll be down there with him. We'll be broadcasting live, starting at 1:30 on September the 12th. So if you're down there, come down and say hey to us, say hi to us as the students learn about this another life aspect, something else. And I kind of wish, and this is the old part of me, I kind of wish our young folks wasn't exposed to all this at such an early age, but y'all world is different now.
Yeah. That's what a lot of parents don't understand. It's like, your child's going through depression, but you don't see it as depression. You see it as a phase, and you don't take them to anyone to help them.
Wow.
You said that's what my parents did to me. Yeah. It's what my parents did to my older brother, and that's what a lot of my friends' parents do. Mm-hmm. Some of them have, their eyes have been opened because of the attempts that my friends have tried, and they actually stepped up, and they started helping. Mm-hmm. But a lot of parents, no offense to them, they have closed minds when it comes to what their kid has been exposed to and what their kid has been feeling. They think that, oh, when I was your age, I wasn't exposed to that, so you're not exposed to it.
Wow. That's from the voice of someone knows something.
That's something that has been going on for a while. And I've experienced many, many multiple things where I've also thought about it, but have gone through a lot in my life, you know, with bullying. That's the big problem. That's the biggest thing with me.
Wow.
Is that I've been exposed to kids messing with me. And my dad is like, and I know you're listening, so don't get mad at me when I get home tonight. He's like, you know, if kids are doing this, you need to step up. You need to take defense. But the only thing is, I'm not like that. I was raised to be a nice, sensible person. I'm really nice to a lot of people. I'm very sensitive to what people say. So it's like, I want to, but at the same time, I don't know how to.
Yeah, same time, though, folks have to listen. You got to either see something, say something. You know, don't sit around and let's let bad things happen. We're going to talk more about this, like, next week. I'm going to bring in some folks from the Suicide Prevention Coalition, maybe some folks from staff, because we're dealing with an issue that our young folks deal with. Every year we deal with it because we try here at the high school to keep our young people safe. And one thing about Julian, she's a shy person. She really is shy. And that's why I like her in this program. She has an opportunity, and we talked about this. She likes radio because she has the opportunity to come out of that shell. And you probably would never know that she was a shy person based on listening to her today. So we got some awesome kids here in the high school. You know, I love them, and they know I love them. And we take care of them, and what we try to do is educate, and we do that. And they educate us also, and they let us know what's going on because it's all about communication. So my kids are great. We learn a lot. Parents, keep on holding on to your kids and teaching them and loving them, you know, because they're exposed to this stuff that's called life at a such early age. And we need to listen to our young people. I'll say it again. We need to listen to our young people when they talk to us. Old peoples, I'm talking to y'all. I'm 60. I can say that. Listen to our young people. Julian, high five. Zach, we'll be back next week. Julian, we'll talk some more next week about the walk. It's coming up on September the 12th. We're going to talk more about this. It's so important. But I love what you're doing, getting the students organized to be down there. And parents, thank you for letting the students go and be part of this, because we need parent permission and parent involvement. And it's awesome. It's just awesome. Time to go to class.
Oh, yay.
To the parents, to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. This copycat cat like Julian and like Zach. They're doing the right thing here at school. They're learning. They're getting A's. Get A's, right? Yeah. All right. Work on that. You're going to college, right?
Hopefully.
Yep. Yeah. No, you say yes. You're going to college. No money, get the money. Student loan, take it and go.
Scholarships.
Get scholarships. You got to go to college. Get the education. Or get a trade. Go there, too. You can go there, too. But, yeah, that's something I can't stand. I can't stand it. Young man, please be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I can't stop. It makes me mad, man. It makes me mad. Pull up your pants. I hate seeing that. I saw it yesterday. I saw three kids by McDonald's sagging. It just looks stupid. It just looks stupid. It just looks stupid. I'm sorry.
Last time I checked, you guys aren't in prison, so.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard it.
See
you next week on School Talk. If you're special schools, I don't know if you're the University of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. See you next week on School Talk.